But I wouldn't trade nothing in the world for that old Ford truck.
America, you need a truck that works as hard as you do. You need a new Ford F-150. It is America's number one selling truck for the past 43 years in a row. Go get yourself a four-door F-150 Super Crew now for only $34.9. Romy just did.
Went from an 08 to a 19, 11-year upgrade.
And that 08 had what, 297,000 miles on it?
Yep. Still, it's a backup farm truck now.
Now it's a ranch vehicle.
Yeah, we're going to see just how many miles we can get out of it. It ain't done working yet.
Sure.
If you're not in a truck or live in a situation you need one, you can lease a new Fusion. A 2020 Fusion for $199 a month. And on top of all this, a $500 off Home Depot gift card with the purchase or lease of any new Ford from America's number one Ford dealer.
And they're still giving 72 months zero interest on approved credit through Ford Motor Company. How can you beat that? Folks, all this talk about Ford this, Ford that. If you're shopping Ford, which you should be, you should only be shopping at one place. Sanderson Ford, the only place the Romero family has bought a Ford in about 30 years. You'll thank me for this. Get over to Sanderson, get yourself a Ford.
We've got our weekly to-do. It's something we cover in the third segment every 10 o'clock hour. Well, unless we forget, which I do sometimes. And it's the point of the weekly to do is keep up with all the maintenance around your home, castle, or cabin so it doesn't pile up. It's a lot easier to manage a to-do with one or two things on it than one or 2 years of backed up to-dos on it. And today we're talking with Arizona Chimney Sweep, who's joining us in studio. Becky, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And we're talking about cleaning that chimney. There are still wood-burning fireplaces that are in Maricopa County. You can't build a new one, but there's still plenty of ones that live. And, you know, we're a statewide broadcast, and up in the mountains, people that live in Flagstaff or have homes up Munns Park or that area, you know, this would all apply. Occasionally, you've got to do something about that chimney.
Especially if you're going to burn it. So there is still a lot of wood-burning fireplaces in the valley. People that have older houses have been grandfathered into the current regulations. They can still burn their fireplace as long as they respect the no-burn days.
People ask me occasionally, not very often, can I clean the chimney myself? I said, why would you do that?
It's a very messy job.
I said, you're going to ruin and close more than it's going to cost you to call Becky and have it done professionally.
That's right, because your professional knows how to do it without making a mess.
It is messy.
Soot is very light, so when you disturb it, it just floats out into the atmosphere just like air. So it can travel into your living room and get in your carpets, your walls. Leave it up to a professional. We use only professional-grade equipment. We have a high-powered HEPA vacuum that controls all the dust, soot, and debris that we're stirring up when we're cleaning your chimney.
And there's so much more to it, Becky, than just cleaning it, right? You guys can put an eye on it that a homeowner wouldn't know what they were looking for as far as keeping it safe and in good working order.
That's correct. Yes, the most important thing about a chimney cleaning and having a chimney professional come to your home is to do a thorough inspection. We're going to check over your fireplace to make sure it is visibly sound. We check your mortar joints, your damper, your flue cap, your crown, basically top to bottom.
I hope you double check everyone's spark arrestor, right?
That's correct. You want to make sure you have a spark arrestor.
Oh, gosh.
It helps to control the sparks from floating out onto combustible materials outside of the fireplace, which ignites and then can ignite your home on fire. As we were just talking about the forest fires and the brush fires, everything is ignited by a spark, a cigarette, something. So when you're burning your fireplace sparks are your worst enemies. If your fireplace is extremely dirty, and possibly not even extremely dirty, but just has a layer of soot, which is called creosote in a fireplace, lining the chimney walls, it can catch on fire, and then in turn, it gets so hot, it can burst the chimney out into the attic, which then can catch the rest of your house on fire.
And the efficiency of a fireplace is so dependent, particularly the older ones, the masonry ones, are so dependent on the mason that constructed it. And I've dealt with homeowners in the older homes, grandfathered homes, that still burn wood. And they say, my house always smells like smoke, you know, in the fall. I said, well, when's the last time you had your chimney clean? I mean, it backdrafts. And if that chimney has got 15 years of creosote accumulation,
it's going to smell.
It's going to smell. Now, how often? Now, down here on the desert floor, you know, we may burn 15 days a year. How often would you realistically tell a homeowner they should have their fireplace clean on the valley floor?
Yes. It's much easier if you're buying your wood by like the half cord, because then once that pile is gone, you know you definitely need to have it cleaned.
There you go. Okay.
But a lot of people burn Duraflames, Duralogs, the Presto logs, the fake logs, and they're hard to keep track of. You just don't know how many boxes you've gone through.
That's right.
So, you know, if there's any signs, you definitely want to call us. But I would say on average, if you haven't had your chimney checked within about 5 years, you should really have us probably out. Unless you do burn a lot, then you definitely want to have it done more often.
I tell people that the warmest thing about real firewood is chopping it.
Most definitely. Yeah, I don't think too many people chop them here in the valley.
But that's the warmest. That's the warmest you can get around firewood. I defaulted. My home built in the mid-60s, grandfathered into two wood-burning fireplaces, one in the master bedroom, one in the kitchen. I gas converted, gas logs. They got so realistic, and it got so easy. And you're not stacking the firewood that's creating a bug infestation. How often should the gas fireplaces be looked at?
The gas fireplaces still burn what puts a lot of carbon into your chimney flue and your artificial logs. So honestly, when your fireplace does start to look dirty and you're just like, okay, those logs, I can't even see the log anymore, they're covered in carbon, you should have us out to take a look at it and get it cleaned up. The worst enemy of a gas fireplace is that it could be restricted on the flue top, where possibly a bird has nested. You want to make sure you do have a chimney cap up there, again, even for a gas fireplace, because that keeps the birds from nesting and actually falling down the chimney. Birds or dead birds are probably the number one thing we find in fireplaces.
Okay. I would have not guessed that.
Yeah.
How many helium balloons have you found in fireplaces? This was a horror story you told me yesterday.
Yes, so we did find, I had a customer call us out and say her gas fireplace, every time she burned it, she was feeling like she smelled a lot of gas. And you should not be smelling gas inside your home. So we went out, did an inspection, and come to find out there was a helium balloon clogged up in the top of her cap from a birthday party that she had prior just a few weeks earlier. So somehow or another, that helium balloon found its way into the chimney and up to the top of the cap, which then totally had it air restricted 100%. So,
all right, Miss Becky, chimney cleaning is what you have done historically for a long, long time.
Yep, since 1985.
But you've expanded your services.
We have. So shortly after, we added dryer vent cleaning, and now we are also doing air duct cleaning and sanitizing.
How would someone get a hold of you?
Well, you can certainly call me. My number is 602-439-3218, and that's the Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts.
And I believe you're offering a little Rosie on the House listener special.
We are. Through the month of September, we have a current coupon for 25 off, but we are going to double that coupon for all the listeners. So you're going to get $50 off our current pricing on all three services.
Yeah, and if I call you to come out and take a look at a chimney that hasn't been looked at in 3 or 4 or 5 years, there's no reason why you're there. We can't get the dryer vent cleaned out and take a look at the ductwork and determine, does it need to be cleaned out?
Very true. If you call us out for one service, we always offer a free inspection on the other services if you're just not really sure it needs it.
Miss Becky from Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts, Rosie Certified Chimney Sweep, Duct Cleaner, Lint Vent Cleaner.
Yep.
Available again at what phone number?
602-439-3218.
And that website?
It's ArizonaChimneySweep.com.
Dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. And we've been doing it for over 35 years, and we'll be happy to take care of any chimney if you want to call me.
How long does it take to train a chimney sweep?
You know, you are actually in training forever. I have guys that have been doing it for a very long time, and there's always something new. There's always something you're going to come across that you've never seen before. So it's just something that you never can get enough training for. There's always new things out there that you're going to come across.
When I'm on the roof as a chimney sweep in training, and you tie a rope around my foot and stuff my head down the fire, but I'm going to reconsider my career.
Good thing that they did that.
y'all do everything from, not everything, but the majority of the work is you dust protect the inside of the house, soot protect the inside. Most of the work is done from outside up on top of the roof.
It can vary. It can be 50-50. We do also need to sweep from the bottom up on many fireplaces. But I would say the majority of them, yes, you do go from the roof down. But there's a lot of prefabricated fireplaces out there. They're the metal, smaller fireplaces. You do need to be careful with those when you're burning them. Please don't try to light bonfires in those. They're not meant to have a big fire. But they do need to be swept.
And this is what the industry called zero clearance
they
fireplaces.
They call zero clearance fireplaces, prefabricated fireplaces, yes.
Yeah, that's when we lost all the good masons that knew how to build a smoke chamber and a good mantle and hearth.
It's very true. Yeah, they're hard to find today.
Yes, they are very hard, very hard. Yeah. All right, so you're doubling your current coupon for Rosie on the House listeners. And they would access that offer by dialing what number?
602-439-3218. And my name is Becky. I'm the owner of the Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts. And you will talk to me. I am the call screener and call answer on that line.